Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
To the Heart of Love Radio Show with Reverend Dr. G. Wright. It feels so good to be here. I'm getting used to this new title, but God is good, and I thank Him for keeping me, and I pray that God has been keeping you wherever you are tonight. In tonight's message, we will be talking about finding the secret place. Finding the secret place. I'm going to get things started with Consecrated for You from my project, All Things Are Possible, Special Edition. And I hope you guys will be blessed and be ready to talk when I come back.
Take my life, let it be consecrated for You. Take my gift and my plans, let them be used for You. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for Your glory. Take my life, let it be consecrated for You. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for You. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for You. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for Your glory. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for You. I know I can come to You, Lord. I know I can come. So I come on with a humble heart, knowing You. To be a vessel for Your glory, take my, let it be. Take my mind, let it be. Take my life, let it be. Take my heart, Lord, let it be. My life, let it be consecrated for You.
For many years, For those of you on Blog Talk Radio, this is Reverend Dr. G. Wright, and we're back with the Hard Love Radio Show. Tonight, I want to send a shout-out to my boy, Bishop, Pastor Bishop. I think he's a bishop. Are you a bishop yet, Calvin? Calvin Berry. And I just wish them a happy anniversary tonight. Well, first of all, look, guys, let me tell you this. I'm getting used to the title and everything, and I'm not a title person, but I give God all the glory, and I'm excited to see what God is going to do and through our ministry. And my whole goal and desire is that God will use me. And I just want to tell you that when God blesses us, right, the blessing is not for us just to enjoy, but the blessing is to bless us so that we can share the good news with others and so we can be equipped to do what he's called us to do. So blessing is not for us. You know, who am I that I should boast? You know, so I humble myself and I thank the Lord for what he's doing in my life in this season. But I still understand that we are still in a war. What's going on past the Charleston? You know, we're still, Minister Charleston, we're still in a war. And so right now, you know, one of the things that God was telling me, I hear you, Reggie. One of the things that God was telling me for me, because, you know, each message is for me first. And that's one thing I share is about me first, you know, because God gave me the message. So it's something that this is where I'm at. I'm talking about finding the secret place. You know, so much is going on today. We're in a battle. We're in a battle, a struggle over our soul, a struggle to do right, a struggle to try to live right, a struggle to try to do what God's called us to do. And I don't know about you, but it just seems like so much is going on around us. So one thing that God was telling me is to get back to basics, to get back to the basics of things. What is important? What is important is my relationship with my Creator. What's important for me is to do what he's called me to do. And part of that thing is growing. Part of that thing is growth. Part of that thing is doing things that are different than what I've ever done. You know, because insanity is doing the exact same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So it's like I had to do a paradigm shift. I have to look at this situation and look at the bigger picture and look at it from a different angle. Yeah, that's right, Reginald, Mr. Reginald, back to basics. I want to give a shout out to Kendrick, Lexi, Evan. Amen. Getting back to basics. Because, listen, there's so much going on now, nowadays. So many people are passing away and they're dying suddenly. And the thing about it is this, you know, I've shared with you guys that recently my oldest aunt, Barbara Brady, she passed away the end of December, and we had her funeral last month. And I've been working really, really hard. And for me in the past, the struggle for me in the past was dealing with death, dealing with loss. And I'm just trying to grieve in a healthier way than I had before. I'm like, I've just lost 50, 60 pounds. I'm not about to gain it all back and go through all those things. I'm just saying, I'm not going to do that. And the thing about it is this. How many of you guys know that if we get off balance with our relationship with the Lord, and our relationship with our Creator, and spend that quiet, private time, it can knock us off on so many areas in our lives. So finding that secret place, get to a place where you say, you know what? I need to hear from the Lord. I need some peace in my life. I need some joy in my life. So finding that secret place. What's going on, man? I appreciate you guys for coming through tonight. What's going on, Johnny? What's going on, Eric and Sean? You know, finding that secret place. What does that secret place mean to you? That secret place for me is a place where I know where I can go to. And I can find that time to have some time with God, that one-on-one time. Get away from the distractions. Let me leave the cell phone in another room. Let me put this phone on mute or turn it off. You know, let me go get somewhere where I can really spend time and meditate on God and his word and hear from him. That's the secret place for me. The secret place is a place where I feel safe to hear from the Lord and hear what the Lord is saying to me in my life. You know, one of the things about it is this. In life, change, we're going to deal with change, right? We have to deal with change. Change is going to come. Life happens. It's how we deal with it when plan B happens. How do we deal with things when plan B happens? So getting back to basics, what is important? You know, because, you know, we live in a society where everyone expects everything here, right now, like this, microwave society. And God's saying, no, let's get back to that place. Let's get back to basics. Let's get back to what counts. Let's get back to what matters. Let's get back. And for me, it's that relationship and being in right relationship with the Lord so I can hear him clearly. But if I'm so distracted by, if we're so distracted by everything else that's going on around us, we will miss what God is trying to say to us in this season. So God was like, get back to basics. Find that secret place. Find that place where you can hear from the Lord clearly. And sometimes that means you have to stop some things. That means sometimes you have to break some things off. Sometimes you have to get rid of the distractions. You know, sometimes you got to do that. You know, and with this secret place, some people might say, hey, Chico. Some people might say, what's going on, Mabel? I think Bishop came through. What's going on, Bishop? What is a secret place? Is it some magical place in a far distant land? You know, that's something to think about. I want you guys to think about that. What is the secret place for you? You know, and now Psalm 91 says this, right? He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. You know, I'm going to leave it right there for right now. So what is the secret place? According to Psalm 91, the secret place is the shelter of the Most High. So when you understand what's going on online, when you understand what is the secret place? What is the secret place? The secret place is the shelter of the Most High. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High. You think about shelter. Shelter is something that keeps you safe from all harm. What is the secret place? The shelter of the Most High. It says in Psalm 91, verse 1 again, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. So you can say the secret place is not only the shelter of the Most High, but it's also the shadow of the Almighty. And that secret place. And then it says, I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. So when you have refuge in someone, you have safety from all harm, from all destruction. You have refuge. You can rest there. You have trust there. He is my refuge and my fortress. When you think about fortress, something that protects you from the dangers, unforeseen and seen. You know, fortress. So what is the secret place? The shelter of the Most High. The shadow of the Almighty, refuge and fortress. What is the secret place for you? Tonight we're talking about, Lion, tonight we're talking about finding the secret place. Finding the secret place. Because listen, what do people want now? People want to feel safe. People want to know, we all want to feel safe, right? Our needs, we want to feel safe. We want to have a place to eat. I mean, a place, food to eat and a place to rest. We want to feel safe. And the thing about it is this, if we don't have an understanding that we can find the safety in the Lord, we will be out there looking over here, looking over there for that place where we can feel safe. And sometimes we can become confused because the enemy is already there saying, look. Is that person even recognizing God? Is that person even recognizing God? You know, they're trying to find a secret place and that safety in people, not God. You know, tonight we're talking about finding the secret place, finding the secret place. What's going on, Terrell? Thank you for coming through, Terrell, tonight. So my first point tonight, my first question for you, what I was asking you, is this. What is the secret place? What is the secret place for you? We're talking about finding the secret place. What is the secret place? What is the secret place? to you. What does that mean? What's going on, Jeremiah? You know, like I said, in my opinion, I've been reading Psalm 91, where it says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2, I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. So for me, the secret place is the shelter of the Most High. Stand in the shadow of the Almighty, because he is my refuge and my fortress. A secret place, a place where we can feel safe. We can feel safety. We can feel like we can go and we can talk to the Lord and leave it there. You know. My question for you today, because I want you guys to really think about this. Where is your secret place? When you feel like you need to hear from the Lord, you feel like you need some change, you need some answers, where do you go to? Who do you go to? Who do you go to? Where do you go to? What's going on, E? Tonight we're talking about finding a secret place. Alexi says this, that's so true. Shelter is not found from people, but in the shelter of the Lord. Amen. That's it, Lexi. But you know, sometimes we want to feel safe. Sometimes we try going through the phone book. Have you done that? We trying to go through the phone book, trying to call this person, trying to call that person. And sometimes what happens when you can't find that person? We act out, right? I'm trying to call you because I need some answers. Listen to this. You have to know God for yourself. We have to get to a point where we know God for ourselves. We can't approach God because our parents love the Lord. You know, it's about us having a personal relationship. And we have to understand that we are just here for a blink of an eye, a twinkling of an eye. We're just here and there with God. You know, so many people are leaving. So many babies are being born, but so many people are leaving. And we have to understand that this place is temporary. We need to make sure we have that right relationship with the Lord for ourselves. What's going on, Dolph? Terrell says this, secret place is that place where peace covers all doubt, all fear, all insecurity, all worry. That moment in prayer when your faith prevails and you believe that no matter what happens, it will all be okay. It is hard to reach that place sometimes, but when you do, you feel protected no matter what is going on in your life. You know, amen. Well said, Terrell. If this is my mic right now, I would just have to drop it. I would have to drop that mic right now. Thank you, Terrell. I'm going to read this again because tonight I'm talking about finding the secret place. If you're wondering what is the secret place, I've looked at Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2. The shelter of the Most High, shadow of the Almighty, refuge and fortress. And Terrell just said it right here. Secret place is that place where peace covers all doubt, all fear, all insecurity, all worry. That moment in prayer when your faith prevails and you believe that no matter what happens, it will all be okay. It is hard to reach that place sometimes, but when you do, you feel protected no matter what is going on in your life. That's so true, Terrell. That's so true. You know, tonight we're talking about finding the secret place. What's going on, guys? You know, thank you, Terrell, for that. Because the part that really reached, all of this speaks to me. I don't know about you guys, but all of this speaks to me that that part where Terrell said, it is hard to reach that place sometimes. But when you do, you feel protected no matter what is going on in your life. Something happens when you have that protection and you feel protected, and everything can be going around you, and everything can appear like pure hell is breaking out, right? But when you have that peace that surpasses all understanding, a peace that the world does not understand, a peace that only God understands, we can have that type of peace, you know. And you hit it right on the head. You hit it right on the head for me, Terrell. You know, when I was asking, you know, what is the secret place? We're talking about the secret place. What's going on, Tanisha? What's going on, Tamarcus? And tonight, my question was, what is the secret place? The second point, my second thing tonight for you guys, what's going on, Cynthia, is this. Let's talk about the benefits. Let's talk about the benefits of the secret place. You know, hey, Tanisha, the benefits of the secret place. You know, sometimes, guys, wouldn't you say that sometimes we become preoccupied? What's up, Felicia? What's going on, Ralph? We become preoccupied with what's in it for me? You know, why is it important to have the secret place? But I'm not going to jump around. I want to talk about the benefits of the secret place. What is there? What benefits are there to finding the secret place? You know, listen to this. Like I was saying earlier, a few minutes ago, many people out there, right, searching for real love. That real love is really in Jesus. Well, they're out there searching. I need the ear of this person. I need to talk with you. You know, that secret place, when you find that secret place, you know, you can go to the Lord for yourself. You know, but you have to also be ready to hear what God has to say to us. And then I would say that sometimes we don't want to go to God because we might fear deep down inside that God might say no. But I want to tell you this. It's not in people. It's really, really that having that peace in God with our Creator, the one who created us, and finding that time to spend with Him. So what benefits do you have for the secret place? One of the things about it is this. You can rest there. In the secret place, you can rest. Rest, trust, go hand in hand, right? Rest, trust. You know, John chapter 15, verse 4 says this, his NIV version. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. You got to rest. You have to rest. You can rest there in that secret place. You know, Jesus again says in John 15, chapter 15, verse 4, remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. So you can rest there. The benefits of a secret place is that you can rest there in the secret place. Remain in him, in Jesus, and he will remain in you. Now, the thing about it is this. You have to have faith and believe that you can hear from the Lord, that the Lord will speak to you. You have to believe God's word in order for this to really, really work for you. The benefits of the secret place. You know, do you want to stay in worry and doubt and fear and all these different things? But when you have that relationship, like Terrell said, I'm going back to what Terrell said a few minutes ago, where he said the secret place is that place where peace covers all doubt, all fear, all insecurity, all worry. That moment in prayer when your faith prevails, you believe that no matter what happens, it will all be okay. And when you get to that point, you can rest. In fact, that you know God has your back. And if you remain in him, you remain in his word. You remain in right standing with God. You remain in him, he will remain in you. And everything can be happening around you, but God will give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. When you have that faith and know that it's going to be okay because he's with you. You know, the benefits of the secret place, you can rest there. How about this? Protection, which also goes with trust. When you feel protected, you trust. Do you trust in the Lord? Do you trust the Lord's process? Do you trust what God is doing in your life in this season? Do you trust what God is saying? Do you trust what God is doing in your life? And how can you have peace if you really don't trust him? How can you truly have peace if you don't trust that God has your back? And let me tell you this, I've been in some situations. What's going on, Remar? What's going on, Catherine? I've been in some places where I just had to trust. Everything was going on around me. But I just spoke God's word over my life. Lord, you said you had my back. Lord, you said you would have me in this situation. You said you would keep me. And I spoke the word, and I trusted the word, and I believed the word, and I spoke it, and I believed. And I did not give up. I did not give up hope. What's going on, Catherine? Thank you, Catherine. What's going on, Don? You know, and I did not give up hope. I kept believing, and I kept trusting that regardless of what was happening, that everything was going to turn out just fine. And I had to believe what God had spoken to my heart. I've got you. I've got your back. I've got you in this situation, regardless of what was happening. You know, and it takes faith. It just takes having faith the size of a mustard seed, just saying, no, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. Help me to trust you more. You know? Alexi says this, the secret place is not a physical place. That's right. It is within each and every one of us, within our spirit and soul, just you and God. As you just said, he will remain in you. My secret place is within, anytime and anywhere. Our Lord dwells everywhere. Amen. Thank you, Alexi. Thank you, Alexi. What's going on, Auntie Sheila? Thank you. Thank you. What's going on, Nicole? What's going on, Peter? It's basically just like what Lexi just now said. It's not a physical place. It's within each and every one of us, within our spirit and within our soul. And his word says, where two or three are gathered in his name, there he will be in the midst. Talking about the benefits of the secret place. You're talking about you can rest there. What's going on, Ralph? Hey, you know, you have protection there. Because when you trust someone, you don't have to stress, right? When you trust someone, you don't have to stress. Regardless of what might happen, God has you. We can move to that place where we say, you know what, let me find that secret place where I can spend some time so I can commune with God, where I can hear from God. Some people might go into the closet. Some people might go to a special room where they can just, and some people might say, let me go for a ride in my car. But you spend that time hearing, you know, praying, seeking God, then listen to what he has to say to you. The benefits of the secret place, you can rest there. You can also have protection. You know, Psalm 64:2 says this. It says, hide me from the conspiracy of the wicked, from the plots of evil doers. You know, hide me. You know, God will hide you. When you get to that place and you pray and you in that secret place, let me tell you, God will hide you from the secret plots of the wicked, from the throng of evildoers. That's the English Standard Version. Berean Bible says this, hide me from the scheming of the wicked, right? From the mob of workers of iniquity. The King James Version says, hide me from the secret plots of the wicked, from the rebellion of the workers of iniquity. You know, that's New King James Version. Listen, think about this. God will hide you. What's going on, Auntie Deborah? You know, God will hide you, and he will hide you from the secret plot. Let me say this, and I say this, and explain that my eye comes on right now, Dr. Wilder, congratulations to you. God will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. He will protect you. He will guide you. He will be your protection. So the benefits of a secret place, when you find that secret place and you can commune with God, you can hear from the Lord, listen, God will protect you from those who want to bring harm to you. What's going on, Brian? We're talking about finding the secret place. You know, Terrell says this, when you truly find a secret place and hold, and I love this word that he says, unwavering faith in God's love and God's protection, you will not be plagued by the voices that so often unsettle us. For example, What if this happens? What if this doesn't happen? Does this person really care? Did somebody say something bad about me? Do they like me? Do they care? Will I be okay? All these questions are rendered completely moot if we find the secret place. The benefit of the secret place is that all of those questions of self-doubt that contaminate and block our blessings disappear. They are replaced by the warmth and protective covering of God's love and the belief that His will is almighty, ever-present, and all-knowing, omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient. Now, I was reading that, and it just went away. Let me find that, Terrell. I was up here trying to read that, Terrell, and it just knocked it. Okay, here it is. I'm back there. Okay. I know that this is a secret place. Reverend Dr. Wright, please help me to find that secret, that place. It's easier to talk about and recognize than it is to achieve. I need help getting there because I need to get there. I struggle blocking those noises out. I cannot typically do it alone. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you so much, Kathy. Thank you so much. God bless you. You know what? Because we're going to get there, Terrell. You're in the right place. Because we're going to get there. How to get there. How to get there. How to press through those noises. How to press through those things that bombard our minds. And the thing about that is becoming focused. Becoming focused. You know? And thank you. Brian came in. And I'm going to read this a little bit what Brian just shared with us, guys. It is Psalm 27. I'm just going to read just a little bit. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. I have to read this whole thing, guys. For in the day of trouble, He will keep me safe in His dwelling. All right. Woo! Oh, my goodness. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and seek Him in His temple. Psalm 27, verse 5. For in the day of trouble, He will keep me safe in His dwelling. Oh, guys, He will keep me safe in His dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of His tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Finding that secret place, guys. When you find that secret place, for you can say this like it says in Psalm 27, verse 5. For in the day of trouble, He will keep me safe in His dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of His tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At His tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of You, seek His face, Your face, Lord, I will seek. So we have to seek the Lord's face, right? Do not hide Your face from me. Do not turn Your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, O God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me Your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. This is the NIV version. This goes exactly what we're talking about. Even what you shared, Terrell. Even what you shared. You know, find that secret place. When you have that secret place, it's telling you, it's seek His face. You know, it's saying, look, teach me your way, O Lord. You know, I know I'm going a different way, and I'm just letting the Lord use me and lead me differently than what I have right here, because I want to say this right here, this whole thing about the Lord, like Psalm 23, preparing a table for you in the presence of your enemies. Listen, finding that secret place, God will protect you. Just keep him first. Stay with him. How do you get to that place where you find that secret place? Where you can get to that place where you can break through and you can praise him, pray through those noise. Finding ways to deal with things. Finding ways, coping strategies. How do I deal with this? When these voices start happening and coming in my head and saying all these different things, yet sometimes you have to break the noise. You have to silence those noise. Say, I will serve the Lord. You have no power here, Satan. I give all glory to God, and I praise him, and you praise him. Sometimes you praise through your circumstances. Pray through it. Sing through it. Dance through it. Worship him. Read his word. All these different things. You put these things together. The benefits of the secret place. You know, God will protect you. Kathy says this, I've had to learn to ask God for a singularity of focus. Yeah, I've reached goals beyond my own belief. Yeah, help me to focus. Sometimes God's just waiting for us to ask him. For those of you guys who have kids, right? Thank you for sharing my video, Auntie. Those of you who have kids or have worked with children, sometimes you know what the children need, what the child needs. You're just waiting to see, is the child going to ask? And sometimes God just wants to see, are you going to ask? Are you going to ask? Now, Alexa says, God is our shield. Yes, God is our shield. Yeah, and Brian, that's where we're coming from. We come from Psalm 91 today. My Auntie Sheila says this, may I suggest you read Psalm 27 at least 3 times a day in the morning, but just not read, pray it. Pray it. And believe it, even if you do one verse at a time, thinking on it and meditating on it. You know, that's some good, that's some great word. That's Dr. Michael, that's some great word right there. Like what my Auntie Sheila is saying right here, may I suggest you read Psalm 27? Read Psalm 27. Listen, I love Psalm 27. In fact, I was going to sing Psalm 27 tonight, but I didn't put the track on here so I could sing it. But honestly, I have a song on my CD, and Life's Lessons, and I was going to sing that tonight, Psalm 27, for real, you know. But once you start reading it, it's like, and thank you for sharing that, Brian, when you came on. You know, listen, verse 5, for in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle. Let me tell you this, God will hide you. God will protect you from the enemy. He will protect you from those who are trying to come against you, from those who are trying to do evil things against you. You know, listen to this. Listen, you know, Psalm 31:20, right? Psalm 31:20 says this, in the shelter of your presence, you hide them from all human intrigues. You keep them safe in your dwelling from accusing tongues. He will keep you safe in the shelter of his presence. Let me tell you, some of you guys, some of us are walking miracles. Because some of you guys have dodged bullets. I've heard stories of people who have been near gunshots and it went straight past their head, or grazed the head, or grazed the arm. Listen, God is protecting us, and sometimes things happen that we don't understand. But listen, when you have your trust in the Lord, regardless of what might happen to our flesh, listen, this is not our home. We have to make sure our relationship with God is right now. Make sure it's right. Find that secret place. So we're going to keep on talking about that. Catherine says this, after we find that secret place, we can then feel safe in his arms. Yes, because then feel safe in his arms. But like Terrell was saying, get to a place where you say, unwavering faith, I'm going to believe God. I'm going to believe God. And sometimes I feel like we say, I'm going to believe God, and we expect 100% from God, but we have 20% worth of faith. Now, I'm going to tell you this. What God said, told me, share with me in my heart, and to me, in my heart, this year was this. You're going to get the mount. You're going to receive according to your faith. You're going to receive in this season according to your faith. What's going on, Mom? God told me that. You're going to receive according to your faith. According to your faith. So we want God to bless us 100%. How about we trust God 100%? And we get to that place where we say, you know what? I'm going to believe in you more than this situation. And when you those voices are trying to come, you know, you get to a place where you say, you know, I've seen God work in my life. I'm going to trust you, Lord, because you've worked in my life before. Let me tell you this. God told me to be faithful with the least, and God will bless me. And let me tell you this, guys. I've been making sure I'm faithful, and I don't stop pushing when bad things happen. I'm like, you know, Lord, I'm not going to give way to depression. I'm going to keep on pushing through. I'm going to keep on praising through. I'm going to walk through the process and be honest and deal with certain things so I can move on, you know. And let me tell you this. God showed me to this morning, because of my faithfulness, God opened up some doors that I never would have expected would have been opened, and have received things I didn't even expect that I would receive. But God says, be faithful in the least. Now, find that secret place. Once you find that secret place, like Catherine was saying, Ms. Catherine was saying, after you find that secret place, we can then feel safe in his arms. And we have to stay there daily, on a daily basis, on a daily basis. Now, I have to read this real quick. Michelle, right, my Aunt Michelle wrote this. I'm a witness. Just doing that brought me out of darkness. Those voices, verse 2, I named it wicked. War rise against me. To me, that was those thoughts that came in my mind. Thank you for sharing that, Auntie. Thank you for sharing that. You know, Brian's coming with those songs now. Brian is on the road today. What's going on, Brian? You know, but really, I'm a witness too. What's going on, Kenneth? What's going on, Chef Kenneth? You know, just doing that brought me out of darkness. Sometimes you got to speak to that thing. You have to say, you know what? You will not have victory in my life. You will not keep me from that secret place. And you say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. And sometimes we have to speak it. Our ears and our spirit has to hear. We have to speak that. I'm going to trust in the Lord. So find that secret place. You have to push through those things. We talk about the benefits. You can rest there. There's protection there. Along with that comes trust. Because when you truly trust someone and trust that God has you, everything else will be going crazy. You say, you know, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to put this situation in your hands. I'm not going to worry over this. I'm not going to give energy to that. Because if I give energy to that negativity, I'm going to miss what God is saying. Sometimes we have to say, you know what, I'm going to focus on the positive. I'm not going to focus on the negative. Sometimes we have to do that paradigm shift and take a step back from the situation, look at it again. And then sometimes I've learned in my life, just say, thank you, Lord. Things might not be going the way I expect them to go, but I'm going to say, thank you, Lord, for what you have done in my life. And for who, not even what you've done, but for who you are. Even though it might be an uncomfortable situation, one thing that I've preached about and spoke about here on this broadcast, this ministry, is this. Learn to become comfortable being uncomfortable. Sometimes things aren't going to be peachy cream. Sometimes you might say, Lord, please give me your will, and God will give you a plate, and it might have some vegetables that you don't like. It might have some things on there, Lord, I don't want to have to deal with patience right now. I'm tired of dealing with patience. Lord, you know, talking about the fruit of the Spirit. Lord, I don't want to deal with that right now. But God's saying, this is what's on your plate right now. You have to deal with this. It might be uncomfortable. What I'm saying is this, is giving thanks and saying, thank you, Lord. Help me to be thankful and not to focus on the thing that I don't like, but to focus on what you are saying to me. And in finding that secret place, we need to say, thank you, Lord. Things can be broken right then. We say, thank you, Lord. I praise you. I lift your name up. I magnify you. I bless your name. You know, Auntie Shilda says this. Stephen Furtick said Peter didn't walk on the water. He walked on the word. Jesus spoke the word, and Peter stepped out. But when he noticed the wind, the storm, he started to sink. Walk on the word, not the wind. All right. I love that. Walk on the word, not the wind. And when the wind starts hitting your face, keep on walking on the word. What did God say? And I'm telling you this. When I was going through some of the things I was going through, right, you guys, that secret place, you know, God has some people around me who are praying for me. He has some family members who was praying, you know, and I'm just glad that there are people around me who have experienced the secret place, who knew the Lord, who was able to speak into my life. So it's also good and great to have people around you who can encourage you, who can speak the word it to you and over your life. You know, listen, guys, listen, we're all dealing with things, but it's how you deal with it. And when you get to that point where you say, you know what, what's most important? What's most important is that I'm doing what God has called me to do. And that is what is most, most important, you know, and having an understanding what's most important in my life. Sanity. Listen, insanity is doing the exact same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We can't make it into the secret place if we're staying in doubt, if we're staying in fear and allowing fear, if we're opening ourselves to negativity, the negative forces, and say, you know what, I need you, Lord. And when you call on the name of Jesus, there's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. You know, Auntie Sheila says this, just the thought of sitting in his tabernacle. Yeah, sitting in the Lord's tabernacle. Listen, the Lord will be your protector. He will hide you. And the benefits of the secret place, listen, the Holy Spirit will comfort you, speak to your heart, lead and guide you in his word. You know, and we just have to get to that place where we allow him to really move in our lives. What's going on? What's going on? I got my pops, Jay Henderson. What's going on? And Mama Norton came through. Listen, here's a reply from replying to Terrell. Terrell is saying, during my recent bout with cancer, my mother required that I read the 121st Psalm every day in the morning when I wake up and at night before I went to bed. I would lift up my eyes into the hill from whence cometh my help. As I grew up, she always casually said, look to the hill. I thought it was an expression. I've come to realize that the hill is a metaphor. There's no actual hill or mountain, right? The key message is to look up to God. I think as I reflect in your wise words, Dr. Wright, I love to say that. I know that the secret place is up high. We need to pray up. We need to pray up. Praise God for sharing that. Praise God for sharing that message with us. Praise God. Praise God. You know, and I'm telling you this. Stand in the secret place. Listen, when God blesses you, the key is for us to stay in that secret place where we have been in. That's not the time to say, it's time for me to relax. It's time for me to relax. I can chill out. No, stay in that secret place. Stay in that secret place. I love what you said. It's pray up. But that secret place, I know some people go to the prayer closet, right? Some people might find a place where they feel comfortable, where the environment is, you can feel that peace. Wherever it is, you know, wherever you are, you know, God is with you. God is with you. You're not alone. Just call on him. Finding the secret place, you know. And thank you for sharing that with Terrell. Yeah, thank you, Mom. Praise God. You know, and I got to say this. Maple says, I find my secret place in God's word where I can find my peace and my strength. Yeah. How do you find it? You know, Alexi says this. Remember, some of us when you were a young child and how close you were to the Lord to help find your secret place, be more childlike, child of God. Whew. You guys are preaching tonight. You guys are preaching tonight. That's so true. My mom said, speak the truth 100. You know, sometimes, guys, that's how it's so important that we get back to basics. What is important? What is important? And when God blesses us, we have to stay in that place of humility. So find that secret place. Stay in the place of humility. Lord, I need you to guide me. Just like you said, Alexi, becoming more childlike. Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you right now. I need you right away. I need you now. Now, the third point. And before while I'm typing this up for you guys, I'm going to read what Lexi says. Lexi says this: the beach, the ocean, nature, peace you will find. You know what? Now I'll say this: I agree with you on that one, Lexi. For myself, I love water. Right? I love water. I love the peace that I feel when I go to water or in nature. You know. But my question for you today is this, guys. I think we already know that the secret place is not necessarily a physical place, but a spiritual place where you can go. You know, we're spiritual beings having a human experience. That's how the saying goes. My question for you is this: why is the secret place important in your life? Why is it important in your life? One of the things that when I think about secret place, I think of heart, right? It's crazy. This show is it's ironic that the show is the heart of love, right? The Heart of Love radio show, or Heart of Love radio broadcast, right? Your heart is such a central element in the body. Spiritually, your heart is so important. That's kind of so important. We have to guard our hearts with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life, right? In Matthew 6:21, what's going on, Daniel? It says this: for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Matthew 6:21, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Why is the secret place so important? It has to do with your heart. What you think about, what is number one in your life, is where your heart is. So is our heart with the Lord? Is our heart to really hear what the Lord is saying? Or is it just, give me, give me, give me, give me what I want? You know, are we focused on like, you know, the Price Right says, you know, behind this door you get a new car. And so we say, Lord, I expect that. I expect this. And we have these big things, these big expectations. But we need to get to a place where we say, Lord, thank you for what you blessed me with. And learn to become content. It doesn't mean that you don't give up, but you guard your heart with all diligence and you realize and recognize that this experience right here is temporary. This is temporary. This is not our home. And my prayer for you, because my prayer for myself is this: I want to maximize everything that God has given me, every gift. And it's very, very important in finding that secret place and understanding why it's important, and we understand how important the heart is to God. Where our heart is, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Out of your heart are the issues of life, right? Out of your heart. You know, Brian says, I find my secret place in Matthew 6:6. Now, it's funny. This just opened up like the Matthew chapter 6. Really, really. It reads this. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. You know, thank you. Thank you for reading that. Thank you, Brian. Thank you for sharing that. You know, your heart is so important. You know, and I'm going to say this: God communicates to your heart in a secret place. When you get to a place where you say, you know what, I'm not going to focus and put my energy towards that negative situation. As someone shared, I'm going to look to the hills. I'm going to focus. The singularity of focus, like someone shared earlier, I'm going to focus on God. I'm going to focus upward. I'm going to pray up. I'm going to focus and pray through that situation. And listen, God will, why is the secret place important? The secret place is important because God will communicate with you there. God will speak to you there. God will, there's healing there. You know, so much can happen in that secret place. When you find that scripture that really, really speaks to your situation, you allow the Lord to speak to you. You know, Psalm 32:7, I read this last week. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. Listen, God will communicate to you there in that secret place. And my first song that I actually wrote and played on the piano at the same time, was a song I wrote, My Secret Place. And God was just basically saying, if you long to know me in your life, if you want to praise and worship me from your heart, if you dwell in my presence, I will give you rest. If you just come to my secret place. Listen, God will communicate to you in that secret place. He is your hiding place if you allow him. He will protect you from trouble if you allow him. And he will give you songs. He will surround you with songs of deliverance. You know, it's real. And if you really, really want to experience God, God is here. God is saying, I am here right now. You can experience the secret place. You can experience that deliverance tonight, right now. You know, Auntie Sheila says this, it's a place where only visited by me and my daddy. In his and he's mine. I'm his and he's mine. I give him my heart, thoughts. He gives me his thoughts. It's where I can commune with my daddy, Abba, heart to heart. Heart to heart. And you allow him. You know, and sometimes, like she said, sometimes without a word. And just being in his presence and saying thank you. And that goes along with trusting and believing that he is with you, that he hears your prayers. What's going on, Sonia? God will also discipline you in a secret place. I think that sometimes we don't want to hear what God has to say, just like our parents, right? Sometimes we know what our parents are going to say, so we don't want to talk to them or have a discussion because we know they're going to say something we don't want to hear, right? And I think that sometimes we avoid going to the secret place because we don't want to truly hear if God might say no to that situation. Or to that circumstance, or if he might say, you know what? You know you're wrong in what you did. Has the Holy Spirit ever done that? Has the Holy Spirit ever convicted you of something that you've said or done? You knew it was not right, but you just had to do it? See, we have to become more sensitive to what God is saying because we don't know what other people are going through. So if God's saying, don't do it, don't do it. Don't say it. You know, but the whole thing is this. God will discipline you in that secret place. He might tell you, you know, you need to go and apologize. You know, and we have to be willing to hear what God is saying. I just threw that part out, though, about sometimes I feel that we avoid going to the secret place because sometimes God might lead us in a different direction we don't want to really hear because sometimes we just want to do what we want to do, right? But we have to be open to allow the Lord to speak to us. And if he says no, it has to be no. And that's what God's working with me on, guys. I'm not going to lie. God will build you in the secret place. I want to tell you this. God will build you in that secret place. When you read his word and you pray his word and you're praying and you're believing, you're trusting in him, and you find that place and he's speaking to you, he will build you up. He will encourage you. I am with you. You are not alone. I go before you. I've got you. I will make the rough places plain. You know, and as you begin to read the word, you know, and you know, when those things start speaking to you, you can speak back. You know, in Matthew 5:13, you are the salt of the earth. You know, I am the salt of the earth. You are important to God. And the whole thing is this. When those negative things start speaking to you, you have to speak positive. Speak the word. Speak the word, period. Speak the word over your situation. You know, I will trust in the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, and all my might. You know, God will save you in the secret place. Listen, you know, God will save you. God will keep you. He will protect you. He will save you in the secret place. You know, I was talking to one of my spiritual aunts, right? And she was talking about this. We were talking about this in the secret place. What else happens in the secret place? In the secret place, guess what else happens in the secret place? The fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22-23. Love is there, joy, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. All those things can grow when you find that secret place and you stay in that secret place and you allow the Lord to work through your life. Listen, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, forbearance, He will carry you through some crazy things sometimes. But when you trust and you know that God has your back, you know, I don't care what the people might be, the forbearance, what the mortgage company might be saying, my foreclosure. You know, listen, God will keep you. He will bring you through it. You know, He will grow you up in kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. All those things can come from staying and having that relationship with God and from having that secret place experience. Every day, what's going on, Willie? What's going on, bro? We're talking about finding the secret place. So tonight, my first point I asked you tonight was, what is the secret place? My second question was, the benefits of the secret place. What are the benefits of the secret place? Then my third question was, why is the secret place important in your life? Terrell says this, Dr. Wright, please consider recording the song Love Lifts Us Up Where We Belong. Although it is a secular song, the words transcend the secular to the spiritual. That nature metaphor that Lexi brings up resonates with me. Love lifts us up where we belong, where the eagles fly on a mountain high. Love lifts us up where we belong, far from the world below, where the clear winds blow. Those lyrics unite the heart of love and the secret place which is found up high. I would love to hear your voice, minister, with that song. I love the title, Up Where We Belong. It suggests that the secret place is always up in God's ear. All right. And in God's love, blocking out the noise of a secular life. Depression, anxiety, fear, hate cannot thrive up high. When we find that place, we are free of those worldly woes. We are where we belong when we allow our spirits to ascend to that place. Amen, and well said, Terrell. Dr. Terrell, thank you so much, Dr. Terrell. You know, and I'm gonna think about that, about doing that, Dr. Terrell. Praise God. And I love that we said part, depression, anxiety, fear, and hate cannot thrive up high. When we find that place, we are free of those worldly woes. We are where we belong when we allow our spirits to ascend to that place. When we allow ourselves. What's going on, Mama Wanda? Said Nora. Auntie Shirley says this, I think the key is taking time to listen as well. That's true. How often do I pray, tell him all about it, then say amen, and I'm gone? That's true. You're speaking the truth. Sit a while, quiet my mind. That's right, quiet my mind. Yeah. And I love what you say right here. Lexi says, she's saying, Auntie Shirley, listening is the most important. Yeah, listening. How many of us really listen? We pray, we thank you, Jesus, and we're gone. Well, I got to go over here. You know, I'm telling you, I'm one of those schedule type of guys, right? It has to be a schedule. If it's not on schedule, something messes up, it can throw me off. But I've had to get to a point where I said, you know what? I'm going to trust in you, Lord, that you have control over everything. We do need to take that time. You know, and I want to tell you this fourth point tonight. And I know I'm going over just a little bit, guys, so I'm going to try to keep it going as much, as quickly as I can, because I don't want to keep you guys too long. But I want to tell you guys this. You can experience the secret place right now. You know, I'm going to tell you this. You can experience the secret place right now. You can experience God wherever you are. I'm going to tell you this. God will meet you where you are. Some of you might say, I need to change my goal and change my clothes. You know, God will meet you where you are. You can go to church right now. God will meet you at that place wherever you are. He will meet you wherever you are. Now, I'm going to tell you this. You can experience a secret place right now. If there are things in your life you need to repent of, repent. Follow the Lord. if the Lord's been speaking to your heart about doing some things, you're saying, Lord, I don't want to do that. You know, you just have to get to that point and say, Lord, please forgive me. Please help me. You know, your will be done. Pray the Lord's Prayer. You know, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we get to that point and say, Lord, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to follow what you're telling me to do. You know, Holy Spirit, I'm going to listen to what you're telling me, and I'm going to do as you're leading and guiding me. You know, and then worship the Lord in spirit and truth. It's not about what he can do for you. How about thinking about what can you do for the Lord? Why did he create you? To give him glory. Touch people's lives. Be that salt of the earth. Be that light on a hill. Let your light shine. Don't dim your light. Don't dim who you are just because you're different from other people. Spread love. Spread love, not hate. You know, how about this? James, let me go here. I'm almost there, guys. You guys, hang with me. Yeah, James 5:16 says this. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. A righteous person, right standing with God. Listen, the prayer of a person who is in right standing with God is powerful and effective. Pray, Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all his righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek the kingdom. Seek God. Pray. Seek God. Pray. Ask the Lord to help you. Be a difference. Be a light. You know, finding a secret place. Find that secret place. Listen, you want to experience that secret place? Pray. 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 And then pray. Thank you, Dr. Terrell, for sending that, Dr. Terrell. And listen, get back to basics. Get back to basics. What is really important about you spiritually, your spiritual life, your relationship with God? What is important? Seek him. Seek his face. Pray. Praise. Praise him. Listen to what he's saying. And do. And, of course, more importantly, read the Word of God. Read the Word of God. Read the Word of God. So I should say, read the Word of God. Seek God. Praise. Praise him. Pray. Listen. And then you got to put some action behind it. It's not enough to say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And because God right now, in this season, I feel like God's saying, look, I'm opening up some doors, but there's some things you've got to do. There's some actions. There's some things you've got to do. We can't talk the talk anymore. We got to walk this thing because we're not promised the next day, the next second. And I want to hear him say, well done. Am I at least trying? Am I at least trying to do right? Am I trying to spread love? Am I trying to spread the message of Jesus Christ? Listen, do what God is telling you to do. Do what God is telling you to do. And listen to this. And when you get to that place where you can walk through and you can pray through, let me pray through the anxiety. Let me pray through the fears. You know, let me just focus on, you know, and sometimes it is a process. It is a process. But I want to encourage you, don't give up. And when those days, and when I've had those days where I feel like I'm ready to throw in the towel, I'm out of here. You can take me down, Jesus. I'm ready. You know, and I said, I want to do what God has called me to do. Help me, Lord. And sometimes, guys, we have to reach out. We have to find someone who we can talk to and we can trust to help us process some things. You know, Captain Scott says this, the prayers of the righteous man avail much. Yeah, that's so true. It avails much. Pray. Don't give up. And when you find that secret place, where you can commune with God and you can hear from him, stay there. Stay there. And when God blesses you, don't say, okay, it's time for me to come out. No. Know the seasons that you're in. If you're in a season of building, build. If you're in a season God's tearing down some things, allow him to tear down. But whatever season you're in, be dedicated to that season what God is telling you. And when you find that secret place, what's going on, you guys? When you find that secret place, commune with the Creator there. Pray. Listen. Hey, Aaron. Read the Word of God for yourself. Hear him. Put some music on. Go to a relaxing place. Turn the TV off. Turn the phone off. Leave it in another room. Go in another room. Go somewhere else. Whatever it is, I want to encourage you, and encourage myself too. Let's not just be busy doing the work of the Lord. Let's spend some time with the Lord. You know, and I don't know about you, but personally, I begin to feel off when I don't have that time to really hear what God is really saying. And sometimes you guys, you also have to rest. Find that secret place. Sometimes you have to rest. Sometimes you have to stop some things and say, no, I'm going to say this because my mom is going to rejoice when I say this right here. Sometimes you have to say, look, I am not going to the gym tonight. I'm going to go home and rest. Sometimes I'm not going to go over here. I need to rest. Sometimes I don't need to do that stuff. Rest is very, very important as well. Aaron says, secret place, awesome. Yeah, it's awesome. It is awesome. Praise God. Thank you for coming through, Yvonne. What's going on, Craig, Yvonne, Yumiko, and Marquis? You know, I appreciate everyone for coming through, my family, my mom, my spiritual aunts, my spiritual grandmother, you know, all you guys coming through. But I want to tell you this. In that secret place, you can find direction. And I want to encourage you to do it on a daily basis. Spend time with God. Whoever you really, really love, right, you find time to spend with that person, right? You don't let anything keep you from the love of your life, right? Whoever you're in love with. You make sure nothing keeps you from calling that person. You call them. Listen, same way, find that secret place. Love the Lord. Fall in love with Jesus is the best thing you can ever do. You know, finding that secret place, guys. I pray that you will find that secret place. We came from Psalm 91 where it talks about, you know, as far as the shelter of the Most High, about standing in the shadow of the Almighty, about the fact that He's our refuge and our fortress. The secret place, whatever the secret place is to you, find that place where you can hear the Lord and you can experience God. What's going on, Marky? And you can experience the Lord for yourself. What's going on, Wayne? The benefits. So much can happen when you stay in God's presence. He will keep you. And if something does happen to you, because sometimes things happen, right? Life happens. But we focus and realize that this what we experience here, this is temporary, right? What's most important is that God is inside you. He lives inside you. Find that place where you can hear from the Lord and He can speak to you. Make sure you read the Word. Spend time. Whoever you really love, you spend time with that person. Spend time. Seek His face. And then be still and wait and listen. And when He begins to open up doors, I want to encourage you also, don't be afraid. Don't let fear keep you from what God has called you to do. Don't let fear keep you. Because some of you guys have been praying, Lord, bless my ministry. Bless what I'm trying to do. And then when the opportunity comes, you shy back. And God's saying, no more shying back. No more shying back. It's time shying back. It's time for you to move forward. So I encourage you guys with that. Terrell says, this great message, Dr. Wright. I'm going to seek that secret place, and this thoughtful and inspired meditation has helped me to try to know what it is, where it is, where to find it, and how to stay there, and not let everyday anxieties pull me away. There's a lot of noise in this life. They block the sound of God's voice. There are lots of distracting images. They make it hard for us to find a place or make us lose sight of it. There are lots of problems in this life. They can make us forget that we have a haven that protects us. I pray that we can stay protected in that place, in that haven, in that secret place. Keep doing the right stuff. It is truly a blessing and filled with the anointing, the holy anointing. God bless. Praise God. God bless you too, Terrell. God bless you guys for coming through tonight. And I just want to encourage you. First of all, I want to hear from you real quickly before we leave. And I will check this even after the broadcast. What did you get from tonight's message? What did someone say that has touched your heart? You know, for me, I'm going to reread these things because you guys have said some great things tonight. And And really, honestly, there's so many distractions, and the enemy just wants to have a way into everything. But I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you to keep God first. And when the enemy comes speaking those things, speak the word of God. Speak the word of God. Pray the word of God. Alexa says, bless up, Gregory Wright. Thank you for your message. We'd love to hear you sing next time. Okay. You know what? I'm going to sing this for you. Okay. I'm singing this for you. Okay. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. Ooh, in his arms, I feel protected. In his arms, never disconnected. In his arms, feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. You know, and I'm a little tired. My voice is a little weak tonight, but I pray that blessed your heart. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. And I just want to encourage you to not give up. I want to encourage you to stay in the fight. Realize that the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's, and he will keep you. He will keep you. He will keep you. Terrell says this, the Psalms scriptures shared are invaluable tools. They provide a map to the secret place. Thank you and all of the attendees. Praise God, Alexi. Praise God, Terrell. I love being reminded of the joys, graces, benefits of that secret place. Amen, Auntie Sheila. Thank you, Mabel. Ms. Catherine says, yes. You know, praise God. Praise God. You know, I want to tell you guys this. Like, I'm tired, right? But even in your tiredness, give God 100% and let him do the rest. The battle's not yours. Find that secret place. And even in the midst of that stuff, rest. Rest. Some practical things, rest. Some practical things. Cut off the negativity in your life. Cut off negative people. Cut off negative forces and focus on God. Now, I want to tell you this. We're all experiencing life. We're all going through things. And we might be experiencing life in the same things, but we might be responding in different ways. Learn when it's okay to back off and allow God to do what he's doing in people's lives. And when that time is right, he'll bring those people back if that's his desire. But finding that secret place, get the distractions out. Get the distractions out. And allow the Lord to cut those distractions out, right? Thank you so much, Ms. Catherine. I want to say God bless you guys. Thank you, Mom, for coming out. My mom came through tonight. I'm glad she had a great rehearsal and she got home safely. I want to say God bless you guys. Dr. Terrell, thank you for sending me that song. And thank you. I'm checking out what Lord lift us up where we belong. I've sung that with my cousin, Eureka Wright. God bless you guys. Be encouraged. And guys, please check out my music on iTunes. I really don't say it that much. I go by G Wright. Check out G Wright on iTunes, all online stores, CD Baby. And check out my newest project, entitled Life's Lessons. And praise God. I praise God for everything that he's doing in my ministry. Please pray for my ministry. Thank you guys for coming through and sharing. Brian came through and you guys have shared some great messages, some great words, and great encouragement. Yeah, yes. Alexis says, music helps taking me to the secret place. Yeah, it does the same thing for me. Find some good music, some good piano music, some solo piano and instrumental music, and allow the Lord to speak to your hearts. Find that secret place. Stay there. Stay connected to God. And don't allow the things of this world to keep you from moving forward. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, as my mom would say, right, Mom? Turn your eyes upon Jesus. As that chorus says, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. God bless you guys. Have a great night. Please come back next Tuesday night from 9 to 10. And guys, soon I will be coming back on Thursday nights from 9 to 10, playing my music and doing what I generally do on Blog Talk Radio. But I want to say God bless you. Have a great night. Be encouraged. And that God loves you, and I love you too. I'm praying for you. If you have prayer requests, you can inbox me. If you're on Facebook, I'll pray with you and touch and agree. God bless you. Continue to pray for Fireheart Ministries. And I pray that you'll be encouraged. And I pray that you won't give up. Find that secret place and stay there. If I didn't see you come through, guys, I want to say, I think I saw Miss Dorothy come through. I want to say God bless you guys for coming through. Thank you so much. If I didn't see you, please charge through my mind, not my heart. Montrell came on, and Montrell says this. My takeaway, Montrell was here. She was quiet tonight. Okay, Montrell. Montrell says this. My takeaway, one of the blessings we are given is the secret place where God meets us. Our secret place is freedom that allows us to be truly real with what we are going through. That's right. And it allows us to know who God created us to be. Our secret place is a place of comfort, refreshing, and renewal. We can go to that place with a heavy heart and leave with new resolve and vision to complete the work God has begun to do in us. God wants us to meet him and have that relationship with him that allows us to hear him, release the anxieties, fears, distractions, and stress in our secret place. Awesome word, awesome word, awesome word. Be blessed. Praise God, Montrell. Montrell was quiet tonight. Thank you, Montrell. Thank you so much for sharing that. God bless you, Mabel. Please pray. Let's pray. Lord, I pray. Look at this. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you will bless each person who's come through and those who are looking at this video at this point at a later time. I pray, God, you'll bless everyone. Bless our families. Bless things that we're trying to do. And I pray, Lord, that the words you've given us tonight to really think about, that we will find that secret place, that we will stay in that secret place, that we will give you the glory and praise in everything that we do and say. Lord, I pray for those who are hurting. I pray for those who have lost a loved one or loved ones. And I pray, God, you'll bless them. Bless those who have lost jobs, those who are going through a transition of change. And I pray, God, you'll give them encouragement and that they will be willing to receive what you're doing in their lives. I pray, Father God, that we will be open to the move of the Holy Spirit, that we will be open and to the changes that God is doing in our lives and the changes that you are designed to do in every facet of our lives. I pray, God, that you will be glorified, magnified, and I pray, God, that each person here will find that secret place to hear what you have to say. And that each person will be quiet, each person will be still and listen to the response and how you lead us in your word and what you speak to our hearts. Lord, I pray, God, that you will bless everyone. I pray that we will all be encouraged and all know that you are in control and that we will focus on you, not on fears, not on anxieties, not on depression, but on the fact that you are able, the fact that you are God. Lord God, we give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, God, for chilling. You know, praise God. Have a good evening, guys. Let the discussion still continue, and I will still respond. And please share this video broadcast on your pages. God bless you. Be encouraged and know that you are not alone. God bless.